T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
644, 16 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWR. We're going to spend some time talking about the legislative session and the budget and some of the things that are still in play with 48 hours left in the session. Got to wrap up, and I use those numbers loosely because it's got to wrap up tomorrow evening at, I believe, Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Louisiana Budget Project at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening.
That's correct. We're in the home stretch.
Tell me your thoughts and the Louisiana Budget Project's thoughts on where the session stands. What are some of the accomplishments, some of the things that can still be done, and what about appropriations with spending cap? A lot there, but unpack it as you feel comfortable.
Sure. Well, I think the headlines from the session are probably going to be about the culture wars. You know, that's what's been the big headlines, and that's what's going on in legislative sessions around the country. But the other big story, and the one that we've been following, is obviously the budget and tax debates, and that's what's coming down to the wire. Now, it should be a relatively easy job to balance the budget, as the legislature is required to do in a year like this, because there are, you know, record amounts of tax revenue available, and there are a lot of needs out there that need this revenue. But there are two things that are kind of complicating matters this year. Number one, it's an election year, so a lot of people are posturing and looking ahead to the fall, and sort of positioning themselves. And the second thing is that we have this constitutional cap on spending that requires a two-thirds majority vote in each house to breach. And that spending cap, we can talk about that in a minute, was designed, you know, in a very different time, you know, in the years when Louisiana was coming out of the oil bust. And it was supposed to make sure that the operating budget doesn't grow beyond our ability to fund it year over year. But the debate this year is not really about whether we're going to grow the operating budget, but whether we're going to breach that cap to spend that money on one-time needs, infrastructure. There's a lot of roads and bridge money and water sector money, things that we've been needing to do for years. But in order to do it, they need to breach the spending cap. So today we should know. Now, the Senate has already agreed unanimously to lift the cap and to pass the budget. The House still has to do that. And there was some doubt whether the House has the 70 votes needed to do that. There was an encouraging vote in committee on Monday. So I think there's probably the votes. And if they can do that, then they should be able to iron out the final differences between the House and the Senate over the budget. So if you'd asked me over the weekend, Tommy, I would have said I wasn't sure mm-hmm. if they're going to be able to get this done on time. But now I think, I think everybody sees this deadline, and the last thing they want to do is go into a special session after the session ends to pass the budget, because if that happens, then it's going to take a 3/4 vote in each house to pass the budget, and then we're really going to have some problems in Baton Rouge.
So let me take a step back, because by law, the budget has to be balanced. You would think the budget would they would take the money that is anticipated from the revenue estimating conference. Stop me if I say anything wrong, please, Jan. And from there, they would decide how much they have to spend, and that would determine the budget. Where does the spending cap come in?
So the spending cap is tied to the 3-year average growth of personal income. And so the budget is not supposed to, and it grows every year. So you look back.
You're talking about state revenues when you say income?
No, personal income. It's not supposed to grow beyond what people are making. But if you look back 3 years, of course,
I'm sorry, Jan, but you got to go slow. So you take personal income numbers, 3-year average percent of increase, and then that's the percent of increase for the spending cap?
That's, that's it, and that's how much the cap is supposed to grow beyond what the cap currently is.
Gotcha.
So it keeps up with inflation,
theoretically, by tracking wages.
Exactly, and it's supposed to. So, and the idea is that government shouldn't grow beyond what people's incomes are growing, and on some level that makes perfect sense. But if you look back 3 years now, we're talking the pandemic year when a lot of things went screw in the economy, and now we're coming out of the pandemic very quickly. So it's kind of an artificial constraint. And frankly, that you know they have enough revenue, and if Governor Edwards in the Senate, if they were saying, hey, let's take every dollar we have and just put it into operating expenses that we're going to have to fund year after year after year, I think there'd be a legitimate debate about whether they should lift that cap or whether we're going to be able to pay for it, because we all know the economy is going to slow down a little bit at one point. Mm-hmm. But that's not what this is about. This is about, because one way you can get around the cap, money that doesn't count against the cap, is to put it into retirement systems to pay debt. And so that's what, you know, the folks who don't want to break the cap are saying, hey, let's take all this extra money that we're not putting into the operating budget and just put it all into the retirement systems. The folks who want to break the cap are saying, let's put a little bit into the retirement systems, but we also have a whole bunch of other needs. We need bridges. We need water sector improvements. There are people in the state who have brown water coming out of their taps. We need to fix some of these things, and we have an opportunity that comes along once in a generation to make these investments. And if we wait, it's only going to get more expensive. The cost of everything is going up. So might as well put that money into these one-time projects now while we have the resources and still pass a pretty good operating budget. Now, I will say there's one piece
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up there. We come back, okay? One piece in the operating budget. That's where we're going to pick it up?
Yes.
And that is, sir, the best explanation I've heard of the spending cap ever in the time I've been doing this, and you did a great job. I think we all get it now. 651, 9 till 7, traffic, WWL. 657, 3 till 7, talking to Jan Moeller, Executive Director of the Louisiana Budget Project. The session's got to end tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, and they got to approve a budget, which means maybe raising the spending cap. You said, Jan, before we went to the break, there was one more piece about the operating budget?
Yeah, well, so again, you know, most of the debate has been about whether to spend this one-time money. There's one big sticking point, I think, really between the governor's office and the legislature, and that is whether to fund some seats in early child care centers. These are, you know, early care and education. These are state subsidies that allow low-income working families to put their children in a daycare center, a child care center. And there was a lot of federal money that came down during the pandemic that allowed for an expansion of this so more people could go to work and have a safe place for their kids. A lot of that federal money is expiring, and so there's about $200 million in federal money that's going away. Governor Edwards wants to replace about one-fourth of that. He wants to put $52 million into into these subsidies. The legislature so far has only agreed to put $14 million of that back. So there's about 4,000 families who get these services right now who stand to lose them if they don't put the rest of that money back. So we're talking about $38 million or so. Now, for some perspective, $38 million, that's a lot of money, but it is one-third, you know, three-tenths of 1% of the general fund budget that they are arguing over. And again, but it's very important to these 4,000 families, and it allows them to go to work, and it really is an economic development issue, which is why you've seen a lot of conservatives rally around the cause of early care and education. But anyway, that's the last sticking point, but they do have this huge incentive to get all of this done by 6 o'clock tomorrow, because if they have to come back, if the governor somehow vetoes the budget or they don't have a budget, then it's going to take three-fourths majority votes to pass a budget in a special session. And I don't think anybody wants to come back to Baton Rouge and do that.
Yeah, they usually kind of find a way to get it done and avoid that, and let's presume that they will. Thank you, Jan. Any final thoughts? We've got 20 seconds.
I think there's a lot of people in Baton Rouge who are looking forward to getting out of there. But it's been an interesting session.
I think you're right. Thank you, sir. Jan Moeller, Executive Director of the Louisiana Budget Project. We come back, we'll talk to Aaron Bendeley, Vice President for Policy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.